Good morning and welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus on this Tuesday morning, May 27th, 2014. Well, how are you today after a grand holiday such as we had on yesterday? I trust that you enjoyed the celebration and all that Memorial Day would mean to you and to me. Well, we enjoyed ours. Ours was very quiet, very conservative, reserved, no cookouts or anything like that. We just saw the opportunity to rest, something that we don't get to do as much as we would like to. So yesterday was a day of really complete rest for us, and we thank God for that day. I'm feeling very fresh on today, much more strengthened and fortified than the day before. So we thank God with all our hearts for yesterday and what it means and meant to you, to our nation, to ourselves. And here we are. We are past that, and we are on to going forward in the Lord. Thank Him for His goodness. Let us pray. Let us open our session in prayer. Today is the first day of the rest of our lives, and we thank God for it. He has given it to us as a special, very special gift, and we want to glorify Him in it and praise Him in it. We do thank You, Father, because You are so kind. Your mercies are brand new every single morning. And this is not without exception. Today is Tuesday, and it's a brand new day, and we know that You've sent, along with this day, blessings, mercy, grace, all of the things that we need. And so we can be assured today that You are given and have given us our daily bread, so that this day is marked as a day of victory, a day of purpose, a day of Your plan. Because we know that You know the plans You have for us. Thank You for our prayer team that have gathered around this prayer cast on this day. Speak to our hearts by Your Spirit. Quicken us. Cause us to sense and feel Your presence in a very special way on this day today. It's a day of new life, and pour Your life into our lives today. Connect us in a way that we had not been connected before. Have Your Spirit speak to us in ways that we had not heard before. So we expect everything new and everything fresh on this day. We pray, O God, that someone who is listening right now, someone who is connected right now, or will be connecting to our program at some later time or date, would be strengthened mightily. Your power, Your salvation to deliver, will bring them back from the edge of hopelessness and despair, and that they will be assured in their hearts that their cry is being heard on high, and that You are indeed the Lord that keeps Your promises. And we thank You right now for forgiveness, even as we think of places where we've missed the move. The move was to maintain the standards of righteousness, to do Your will, to hear Your word, and we may have missed it. And we ask You, O God, that You would forgive us today. You are a forgiving God, God that loves to give and forgive. So we ask You to wash us and make us whole today. Cleanse us. Mend us where we're broken or spoiled. Renew us with a fresh covering of righteousness. On this day we pray. Amen and amen. Well, today we want to remember that God's promises are sure. And Psalm 24 and verse 1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it, the world and they who dwell in it." And then in verse 7 through 10, it reads thus, "Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you age abiding doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates." Yes, lift them up, you age-abiding doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is he then, this King of Glory, the Lord of hosts? He is the King of Glory. And then it follows with Selah, meaning to pause and to think on that. Yes, who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. So if you're facing a battle, entertain the King of Glory, who is mighty and strong. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. What a reassuring word. And so he has promised in his word, he's promised personal help. "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee." Isaiah 41:13. He also promises strength. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Isaiah 41:10. So he says, don't be dismayed. He will strengthen you. And finally, among many other promises that he has given to us, he has promised deliverance. It comes right of Psalm 50, verse 15, "And call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." What a wonderful set of promises that you and I can walk through today and this week, meditating upon and just having it turn over in our minds and our spirits. Well, once again, thank you for joining us. You're part of our team today. You're hooked in. You're dialed in to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Your line is open, and if there's something that you want to praise God about and thank God for in our hearing, and I'm sure it will encourage all of us, well, your line is open, and you may speak at your leisure. Or if you have a prayer request, be sure to give it breath so that it can be heard in heaven. It is the glory of God to be able to mention a prayer request in his presence, in his throne room. Amen. So we want to pray today for churches around the world and in our particular city, the city of Newark, and its environs, those other cities that surround it, intricately tied to it, such as Irvington and East Orange and South Orange and so forth. We want God to move in a mighty way. We want a visitation from the Lord. That's what we need, in a special way. And we want that not just for our city, but for all of the churches that God has planted around the globe. Then we want to encourage ourselves to pray for the people who are near to us, but far from Christ. So while we were at it, you may want to begin to make a list. And it's always good to come to our prayer sessions with a writing capability to make notes. So you want to have a notebook, and you may even want to dedicate that notebook to this prayercast and a pen, so that as the Holy Spirit guides us and speaks to us, we can make notes. Because our hearts are big, but our memories normally aren't as good as we think. And so we could always note something, and the Holy Spirit will then help us with that. But there are people that are near you. You know, they're family members, they're neighbors, they're people that are co-workers, they're people that attend your church. Well, you can ask the Holy Spirit to impress upon you the names of people who are near to you but far from Christ. And you want to write their names down. I have a couple that I can think of right now. And then pray in creative ways for these people, that God would just continue to move. That's our function, and that's an awesome privilege, by the way, for us to be able to do that. And then you will watch how God opened ways for you to demonstrate his love and to share the gospel with those people. It is powerful. I have friends who are far from the Lord, but are wonderful people. We love them, they love us, but they're far from the Lord, far from Christ, have no light. And so that would be of great concern to us when we think about it. And there may be people in your very family. So it's not enough for us to be saved ourselves, be delivered ourselves, and while those around us have no taste of how good the Lord is. So praying leads to caring, and then it opens the way to share. So we want to be persistent in life-giving prayers for those people that are near to us but are far from Christ. Let us pray right now for the churches around the world and in our city, even for our own church. Yes, we need a visitation of the Lord in a fresh, new way. Yes, we need to be quickened in a new way. There's always more life, more divine life available to us than what we presently have. It says, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And so no matter what we have, we need to be more hungry and thirsty beyond our present state. Father, we pray for the churches in our neighborhood, in our city. Father, we know that the adversary has been able to see and to get a glimpse and a whiff of your plan and your purposes for your people. And so often the enemy seeks to attack, to tear down, to destroy. to come against churches, ministries, leaders of those ministries, people who are part of those local assemblies and part of that church family. We pray even for our own churches for a fresh anointing, a fresh visitation, something that would stir us, that the fires of heaven would rain down upon us to quicken us, just like it did on the day of Pentecost so many years ago, where they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Send the winds of revival to our assemblies, to our churches. Cause us to hunger and thirst like never before for this visitation that will change and transform not only us, but our environment, the atmosphere in which we dwell and breathe every day. So we ask for this visit for churches around the world, even now, so that there would be a stirring of righteousness that overflows into the streets of every town and every city. Hear your people's prayer today for this visitation. And Father, we remember today the gathering of the 40 to 50 plus churches in our city on the day of Pentecost, June 8, to celebrate Pentecost and to reach the lost that live in the area. We thank you for the plans that you've enabled us to make. We thank you for the plans that will be worked in order to expand the gates for you to enter, and that the lost sheep will be found and they will find their shepherd. So we thank you today. We bless your name for the opportunity that you've given to us to step out of our religious routines and to step fully into your will for our neighborhoods, for our city. So we pray that on June 8th at 4:30 in the afternoon that our minds would be fixed and focused in one direction, and that is to gather for the purposes of sharing the good news with those that need it in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, on this day for that. And we pray, O Father, that you would send laborers into the harvest. Send us in the name of Jesus. So we thank you today, and we do bless your holy name because you are our God. So we thank you today. Stir by your Holy Spirit. Quicken by your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise the name of God. Imagine that. There are so many sheep that the Lord is waiting to add to his flock. So many sheep that don't have a shepherd. They don't have a shepherd.
Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Once again, welcome. Thank you for joining us. And if you have a praise report or prayer request, don't hesitate. Share it with us so that we can touch and agree. There's a powerful space of agreement that's available to us right now. concerning anything. He said, if two in the earth would touch and agree concerning anything, it shall be done. We'd be able to say to the mountain, be cast into the sea, and it is cast into the sea. So this is awesome, strategic, supernatural power that's available. They are the fires of heaven that are burning. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Good morning.
Thank you.
God bless everyone on the line this morning. I thank God for this day, for sparing us, and giving us a beautiful day to wake up to. We thank Him that He kept us and
praise
watched
the Lord
over us. And this morning, I have this burden in my heart. Like the list of women in every aspect of life. Women in ministry, wives that are in ministry, single women that are in ministry, young women, youthful women that are coming up. Many of them have just graduated and going on. And just women in general, some of them that have not finished and still can't find their way back to the Lord.
Yes.
Or older women that are widows, mothers and grandmothers, some grandmothers that are raising their grandchildren because of circumstances with their mothers. We could just lift them up this morning in prayer.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for that prayer request. Don't know if any of you or how many of you may be aware that there's a sweep that is occurring even as we speak, and that is on social media, on Twitter, and it's under the hashtag of Yes, All Women.
Yes, All Women.
And, it originated as a result of this young man in California executing three young women randomly. They were three of six people that he executed. And he published a manifesto that declared hate and dislike for women. And this is why we do what we do, saints. If we are just to remain mum, don't say anything, don't do anything, not in connected or... Or even if we are aware of what's in the news, we say, they need prayer. Well, that's why we pray. Amen. So I find it interesting that we are getting a prayer request for women, period. And why is there hate for women? Obviously, this young man was crazed, demonically driven. So that's a signal from the kingdom of darkness, and that's a signal to the kingdom of those of us that are in the kingdom of light of what stage the battle is in. And so when we come together as we are right now to pray, it's important that our hearts be open to pray back to the Lord what is on His heart. So the Lord wants us to pray for women. Because the enemy has made a declaration. And the Lord is Lord. He's God. So what do you think He would have us do? Pray for women. It's that simple. Because in the supernatural, women are being thought about and attacked intentionally by the adversary. And it doesn't matter what situation their particular situation is or their station in life. The woman, then the enemy hates them, and it goes all the way back to when the Lord declared that the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. It's talking about an ongoing, long time conflict. So let's pray about that right now. Let's speak light into the darkness that would seek to destroy, to attack, to come against women. It's a serious business, I'm afraid. Serious business. So I'm going to ask you to join us. Join your faith to us right now. Because women are among the vulnerable on our planet. They are among the vulnerable. Father, we stand shoulder to shoulder as one person in total unity, total solidarity, standing in the kingdom of light, declaring defeat of the kingdom of darkness and its plots against women, even as little girls. We pray today that your host will move against every plot to destroy it. Every plan of the enemy against women, conspiring, strategizing, and planning against the well-being of women. And Father, we renounce every curse in the name of Jesus. Turn back the hand of evil in the name of Jesus that would come against every woman on this earth today. In the name of Jesus, we see the heavenly host arrayed to guard and protect women wherever they be on this day, on this earth, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we stand against even the copycat persons that would love to repeat what was already done. We rebuke their activity, their mindset, in the name of Jesus. Destroy every thought, every word, every curse against women in the name of Jesus. We call it done. We speak peace to every woman right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
One of the powerful things about praying as we do.
Yes, Lord.
As the prayer works, then the result is what we ask for, the safety, destruction of every plot, every conspiracy against women. And therefore, it might even appear as if nothing happened. That's because the prayer was effective. Amen. If it works, then you're not able to tell it's working on other than the fact that the prayers were answered and the enemy's plots were destroyed and defeated. because no weapon formed against women shall prosper. That's what we declared on this day. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. We pray in agreement with God. And we can avert and avoid, cause the cancellation of many plots, many plans that the enemy has. Because not only does he have plots, but he can find available individuals to execute those plans. And he found that in this young man who was totally out of his mind. So we pray for his family that they would find peace after such awful tragedy. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, today we want to, excuse me, remember Reverend Wilkes and his family who have laid their loved one to rest on Saturday, and we trust and are trusting God to keep them in perfect peace during this time when things are quieting down and the wound is still fresh of the separation between them and their loved one, who is with the Lord. Mighty woman of God, Annette Wilkes. And we believe God that he will keep the family in perfect peace. A wonderful family, God-fearing family. And keep Dr. Bernard Wilkes in perfect peace. So, Father, we thank you for bringing them through and keeping them in perfect peace, even as they continue to grieve over their loved one who is going to be with you. We thank you for that family and for the fact that you are Lord over and in that family. They are your sheep. So we thank you that you're with them and that your peace is with them. A peace that passes all understanding. They're being carried by you in their weakest moments, even now. Amen and amen. Praise
amen.
The Lord. Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, we want to remember that the month of June is quickly approaching, and there are two things. We want to continue to pray and to meditate and seek the Lord about. And when I say seek the Lord, I'm including the act of actually being involved, not just in praying, but participating in a moment such as, or moments such as are waiting to be made manifest on the earth. And we know right here in our city on June 8th at 4:30, it will be a Pentecost celebration and outreach. That community will be flooded with literature. There will be all manner, and there's need for people to do various things. Altar workers to pray with people. It's highly organized, by the way. And it's right on Park Avenue, right down by the lake that is there. There's a huge field there. And that's where the event will be at 4:30 on June 8th. And you can contact me if you would like to participate. There is training available. They need people for security. They need people for altar work. They need people to set up and break down. They need all kinds of individuals. And at the end of this event, as people are ushered into the kingdom of God, they will be directed and dispatched to churches in their area where they live for follow-up. They're coming from a particular area in North Newark, or if they're coming from a particular area in South Newark or western side of Newark, they will be directed to those particular churches, and those churches will be responsible for follow-up and feeding and grooming those new sheep, if you will. So we're expecting a mighty move of God. So if you would like to participate, and these are things that you will remember in eternity, of being part of what God was doing in the earth, and you'll be pleased, if you will, with what God has done, giving you the mindset to function while you were alive here in time, and how you functioned. Making memories, of course. It's nothing to wait for. Just jump in and participate. And so at the end of your days, you can look back and know that you ran the race, like Paul said. I finished my course. I fought a good fight. Wow. Awesome. Well, that's what I'm looking forward to. In fact, I'm doing it now. Praise the name of the Lord. So that's your invitation and opportunity to be a part of, to give of yourself, not just in speech, but in action. Then the second thing is that in June, from June 28th to July 27th, our Muslim friends and neighbors, co-workers, there are people of the Muslim faith all around us, they will be celebrating Ramadan. That's an annual celebration that they engage in, and it involves them repenting and fasting, eating one meal a day after sundown. Well, we want to pray for our Muslim friends. I have wonderful Muslim friends. I mean, wonderful people. And I would love to see the light of Christ shine upon them in a mighty way. And so we will be praying that that happens. And so allow God to modify your heart towards our Muslim friends and neighbors and co-workers. Modify your heart. And what we mean by that is the media oftentimes features articles concerning Muslims. And quite often they're negative. And we are victimized by those media articles. In other words, we tend to have a negative view of those that are of the Muslim faith. Well, they're God's lost sheep. How does he feel towards them? Aha! That's how you and I are supposed to feel towards them. Exactly like that. We're to show them love, pray for them, find ways to share when possible, have a life-giving attitude towards them at all times. Father, today we pray for those that are of the Muslim faith that are living next door to us, living on our block, that we interact with, co-workers, the people that we pass by all the time. Help us to have clean hearts towards them. Help us to have positive outlook for them, that each one is your creation, and you created them with a purpose. You would say to them too, I know the plans I have for you to prosper in every way. So help us to have hearts that mimic your own heart towards the Muslim brother, the Muslim sister, the Muslim child, and not to look at them through the prism or the lens of the news media, which does not necessarily discriminate between who is who. It just makes statements that are not necessarily flattering. And Father, we know that there's the adversary, the wicked one, who seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. But we know that there's one who gives life, and that more abundantly. And that's your Son, Jesus Christ. And we pray that his acts of sacrifice, his great sacrifice, the blood that he shed, would be applied to the lives of the person of the Muslim faith. In Jesus' name. And even as they celebrate on next month, that we too, our hearts would be perfect, not only towards you, but towards them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Last year was the first time that we took on praying for our Muslim brothers and people in our neighborhood. And I can tell you the Lord just opened my eyes so that I could see in ways that I had not seen before. So just praying for them is a eye-opening adventure, because it changes your heart towards those whom you're praying for. It's hard to harbor any animosity, any negativity towards someone you're praying for. I mean, if you're praying in truth, you know, you're praying that God's favor would be upon them, you know, it changes your perspective if you have any that's out of line with God's heart. And so I experienced that. I experienced the interaction between and discourse between myself and those of the Muslim faith that are friends. It was just heartwarming, the conversations we had and the light that those conversations carried. There weren't any arguments, any debates, or anything like that. It was just communication led by the Holy Spirit. It was just powerful. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I just want to encourage your heart to enter into this new mindset that God has awaiting you. It's a new mindset, one that allows you to sense and feel the energies of heaven towards those of the Muslim faith flowing through you, because God loves the Muslims. Are you hearing me? That might be new as a notion for some of us. God loves the Muslims. So what should we do? Love them. Exactly. Love them. God loved us when we were in our mess and we didn't even know who he was. He still does that. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I'm looking forward to the rest of this week. And we hope to have a guest on our program this week. In fact, I know that person has been reaching out to me, and I have not. We've been playing phone tag, but he'll be on this week in the next couple of days. Today's Tuesday, so it could be by Thursday, hopefully, if not tomorrow. So pray for us. Pray for me, and my strength, that as I engage in the projects and lead the projects that our church is involved in, beginning with the restoration of our facility, which is plenty, just that, pray my strength and the safety of all those that are part of the project that are working on our building, because we know there's a lion who roams around trying to be a lion. He's not really a lion, but he acts like a lion, trying to seek whom he may devour. So we rebuke every work and every plot that he has in mind. And no weapon formed against us can prosper. Thank you for joining us today. You are a blessing. What would it be like if you weren't on? It wouldn't be as good as it is. Let us ring out with a benediction. I believe that God wants us to leave with our hearts at peace. We look to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10 and 11 for our benediction. But the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. And I say amen, and thank you for joining us today.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praying with us.
Amen. Have a blessed day, everyone.
Yes.
Jesus loves
you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Bye.
Shalom,
praise
everyone.
Hallelujah.
Have a blessed day, Pastor.
Thank you.